Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 14 regarding Sylvia S-Y-L-V-I-A Vidal V-I-D-A-L dash Torres T-O-R-R-E-S. Sylvia Vidal Torres is a 47-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-20-06. Apparently she did not describe a mechanism of injury, but believes she injured her left knee. She had 4 surgeries on the knee, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. She denies any previous or subsequent injuries to the left knee. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 8-2-17 to be inserted. She then reopened her claim, alleging her left knee was substantially worse. This was done on /5/9/11. She reopened her claim again and applied for a reopener on 6/20/18. In paragraph, treatment record shows she underwent X-rays of the left knee on 6/20/06. She had an MRI of the left knee on 6/28/06 at the referral of Dr. Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. On 7/20/06, she underwent surgery by Dr. Falconero. These are all to be inserted here. New paragraph, on 11/22/06, she had a second opinion evaluation by Dr. Poprycz, P-O-P-R-Y-C-Z. He learned she sustained a valgus impaction injury to the lateral aspect of her left knee by a wheelchair on 6/20/06. She underwent surgery. She was now using an ACL brace for the last couple of weeks. She did not have any prior problems with the left knee before this. His impression was that his post-arthroscopic surgery, partial lateral meniscectomy, debridement of the left knee with a condylar defect of the lateral femoral condyle, and torn ACL. He believed reconstructing the ACL is beneficial. However, he expected residual arthritic pain because of the condylar defect. This may be addressed arthroscopically with abrasion or piking, P-I-P-I-K-N-G, paired with the hope of reconstituting some articular cartilage. He would still expect improvement after ACL reconstruction with some residual arthritic symptoms. New paragraph, on 9/26/07, Dr. Falconero reevaluated her postoperatively. She remained symptomatic, and they discussed another surgical intervention. On 10/5/07, Dr. Falconero did perform another surgery to be inserted here. In paragraph, she belatedly followed up with him on 10/22/08. He explained she does have arthritic changes in the knee. She had some grade 3-4 chondral changes, which probably developed fibrocartilage. Nonetheless, this is still an arthritic area and is consistent with her clinical exam in that crepitus was noted. Exam was otherwise unrevealing. He was not convinced any further workup was necessary. He did prescribe her Mobic. On 2609, she returned to Dr. Falconero yet again. Period. He offered diagnostic impressions to be inserted here. Period. They again discussed further treatment, including surgical intervention. Period. At his visit of 6-12-09, he noted she was 3.5 months, status post arthroscopy, with partial and lateral meniscectomies, as well as removal of a loose body and chondroplasty to the femoral trochlea. Period. He discharged her from formal therapy as well as from his care at that time. Period. New paragraph on 10-17-14. She saw Dr. Falconero again. Period. He noted the surgical procedure she had undergone. Period. Since evaluation, she accepted 3 injections that sounded like viscosupplementation. But these helped, but had now worn off. Period. He, this time, gave a list of impressions to be inserted. Period. He felt most of her long-term symptoms are a result of arthritis in the lateral compartment. Period. She has lost a piece of her lateral meniscus on a few occasions and is showing arthritic changes in the radiographs. Period. He was concerned that she may have chipped a piece off and has a loose body or another tear in the meniscus. Period. He recommended another MRI and consideration for viscosupplementation injections for her arthritis. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Falconero's associate named Dr. Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, on 1-13-15. Period. He reviewed the pictures from surgery that revealed her ACL graft was intact. Period. She did have a lateral meniscus tear as well as degenerative changes of the lateral compartment. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. She continued to follow up with him over the next few months. Period. On 4-14-15, Dr. Carey deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. His impressions were status post left knee arthroscopy with iliotibial band tendonitis. Period. He discussed releasing her to full duty when she explained she was not currently working. Period. New paragraph on 8-27-18, Ms. Bedell was seen again by Dr. Falconero. Period. He gave an explanation of his thoughts to be inserted here. Period. She was to return to the office in 1 week with x-rays. Period. I actually am in receipt of another report from Dr. Falconero dated 2-25-19, period. He felt she should proceed with surgical arthroscopy of the left knee again. Period. He explained to the patient that this is not related to her work injury. Period. She had surgery a few years ago with arthroscopy and partial lateral meniscectomy. Period. She denied any trauma when he initially saw her, but today admits that her knee buckled about a year ago when she hurt her ankle. Period. This is definitely a new injury and not related to her work accident. prepared a new paragraph on 10-10-08. Dr. McClure performed an evaluation, period. He offered an assessment of 12.5% partial permanent disability referable to the left leg, period. This was for left knee, complex tear of the lateral meniscus, comma, chondromalacia patella, comma, chondral lesion for which she had partial lateral meniscectomy, comma, chondroplasty, comma, and ACL reconstruction. Period. On 1-16-09, she underwent a left knee arthrogram to be inserted here. Period. On 2-26-09, Dr. Falconero performed another surgery to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she was re-examined by Dr. McClure on 2-23-10. Period. On that occasion, he offered 15% partial permanent disability of the left leg. Period. This took into account her repeat partial lateral meniscectomy and chondroplasty and removal of a loose body. Period. In paragraph, on 11-7-14, she had undergone a left knee MRI to be inserted in the proper chronologic area. Period. On 1-8-15, Dr. Carey performed surgery to be inserted. Period. On 12-19-18, she had an MRI to be inserted. Period. On 12-17-19, she had x-rays of the left knee to be inserted. Period. X-rays of the right knee were also done that day to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer beginning 12-19-19, period. He ascertained her history relative to the knee. Period. He also learned she had stopped working in 2016 since her carpal tunnel decompression, period. He diagnosed left knee pain with complex tear of the lateral meniscus as her current injury. Period. He referenced the MRI of 2018. Period. He wrote, she was descending a ramp with a wheelchair and was pushed, sustaining a fall, tearing her ACL. Period. Since then, she had four operative procedures on her knee. Period. She was employed elsewhere until 2015 when she had multiple procedures performed on her left wrist. Period. She has had chronic issues with respect to that treatment and has not returned to work since. Period. With respect to the left knee, she is complaining principally of lateral pain associated with mechanical symptoms and pseudo-giving way. Period. He performed a clinical exam and recommended arthroscopic partial lateral meniscectomy of the left knee. Given her failure to respond to non-operative measures performed by Dr. Falconero, period, she does have some lateral compartment arthritic disease and therefore suspected she will have ongoing symptomatology of an arthritic nature postoperatively. Period, he recommended she be placed in a custom lateral compartment unloader brace after surgery. Period, her last visit with Dr. Dwyer was on 3-3-20, period. He had the opportunity to review Dr. Falconero's note of 2-25-19. He then opined the lateral meniscus tear does not appear related to the initial work injury in question. Period. Accordingly, he recommended surgery proceed under the purview of the patient's private insurance. Period. It does not appear that she availed herself of this surgery. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She had dirt under her fingernails. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars as well as an open left knee scar at the infralateral area consistent with her surgeries. Period. There was no frank swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She demonstrated markedly variable range of motion about the left knee. Period, it was full when prone. Period, when supine, she used her right leg to raise her left leg. Scratch that. When seated, she used her right leg to raise her left leg. Period, she contorted herself when performing range of motion of the left knee. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4 plus at left hamstring and 5 minus at left quadricep strength in an unreproducible fashion. That was ratchet-like, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Initially, her effort was ratchet-like, but was coaxed into the above. Period. There was global tenderness to palpation about the left knee, but there was none on the right. Period. The manual muscle testing changed with position, and even while remaining in the same position. Period. Knee maneuver was normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the left, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. She remained in a garment, preventing direct visualization of the lumbosacral region. Period. Impressions on 6/20/06, Sylvia Vidal Torres injured her left leg while working near a wheelchair. Period. She has undergone an extensive course of treatment, including 4 different surgical procedures. Period. She had permanency evaluations performed by Dr. McClure in 2008 and 2010. Period. She had orders approving settlement issued and then reopened her claim on more than one occasion. Period. Most recently, she saw Dr. Dwyer through 3/3/20. Period. By then, she had undergone updated diagnostic studies. Period. He concluded, as did Dr. Falconero previously, that her ongoing issues were related to arthritis that did not connect with the work incident of 6/20/06. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found she ambulated with a limp on the left. Period. She had variable range of motion about the left knee. Period. When supine, she contorted herself and demonstrated quite variable range of motion. Period. When prone, left knee flexion and extension were full. Period. She had initial ratchet-like weakness in the left lower extremity that could be coaxed into 4 plus and 5 minus / 5 strength. Period. She had global tenderness palpation about the left knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. In paragraph, this case continues to represent the 12.5% permanent partial disability estimated by Dr. McClure on 2/23/10. Period. And that is the end of